Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said he who kneels before God can stand before anyone. We appreciate this opportunity of being with you again today. It's always good to be able to study from the Bible, and we're glad that you're a listener to Bible Meditations. We've talked about the kingdom, and the kingdom will exist. It is now in existence and will exist until the Lord delivers that kingdom up to his Father, according to 1 Corinthians 15:24 through 26. And so the kingdom is now in existence. The kingdom is a term used in the Bible synonymous with the term church. And so the church and the kingdom are the same body of people, and they have the same responsibilities toward their Father in heaven. Notice also that the kingdom has an eternal word, that is the word of God, which lives and abides forever to guide it in what it does and in its desire to please the Father in heaven. We've pointed out the fact that we have enemies. Now, I don't believe that we need to go around with the attitude, well, everybody's against us, and somehow or other get the idea that we just can't hold our head up because there are too many people against us, working against us. Friends, we might as well recognize Satan is our enemy. He's doing all that he can do to get you and I to be lost. So in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, Peter describes him saying he's like a roaring lion that goes about seeking whom he may devour. But in view of all of this, let me point out to you very clearly that we have the upper hand because we can do all things through Christ, and if someone is fighting against God, they're bound to lose. If God be for us, Paul says in Romans 8 and verse 31, who can be against us? We're going to win the victory. But we must be aware of the devices used by Satan in his battle against the church. Well, one of the things has to do with attitude toward the Bible. Paul called the Ephesian elders together and called them to Miletus. And he talked with them, realizing this probably would be the last time that he would ever see them again. But he points out to them that I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. That is, I've given you everything that you need that comes from God. I've delivered that unto you. And so Paul simply says, you can just judge for yourself. I was honest as I dealt with you, and I taught you publicly and from house to house. But there were tears in my eyes as I did so, and the reason being, there were going to be those who would come along who did not have that same reverence and respect for the Word of God. And so the warning is given. Now notice what he says in verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourself and unto the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Then he begins explaining Satan and how he operates. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Now, if you look at these statements made by Paul, you can see the fact that he recognizes God's word is truth. And any departure from God's word is bringing about problems. A person who departs from the word of God is departing from God, because God in his word has spoken truth, and that's where we must stand. But Paul says, I know this, I know there are going to be people come along who are going to do the bidding of Satan. They're not going to treat the word of God properly. They're going to add things to the Word of God. They're going to take away things. They're going to speak perverse things in regard to God and His Word. But brethren, stand fast. You have a challenge. Hold the Word of God up to the world about you. We're living in a world which pays token homage to the Bible. Our country, if they were to list their number one sellers of books, would put the Bible right at the top of the list again and again. Well, there's a reason for that. People want to have that Word of God in their homes, and they want to show at least a measure of respect for it. But the question comes to mind, do all of these people who buy Bibles respect the Word of God enough that they read it daily, that they study the things that are recorded in the Bible and submit their lives in obedience to those things that are authorized? And generally speaking, it's a battle to get people to study the Word of God. We appreciate being with you today. Please listen again tomorrow, and remember it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We return you now.